Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is an attorney, and we love him anyway. He's a partner and the chairman at the Washington, D.C. Corporate Department of the Seyfarth Shaw Law Firm. He's the author of something like approaching 100 books and sold a billion copies across the galaxy. He's an adjunct professor of the MBA program at the University of Maryland, and he's our good friend. Andrew, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim. Sorry to be joining you during this time of crisis, but I think we'll have a lot of helpful information to small business owners and entrepreneurs out there this morning.
I'm glad you're here, Andrew, and I want to get your I'm going to call on your law background too, and as we have part of our conversation. The first thing, though, we're going to talk about is the fact that nobody, what we're going through right now is unprecedented. We've never had being hit with a no one alive has been hit with a pandemic like this before. And the economy has been shut down. A $21 trillion economy has basically been ground to a halt almost in a matter of less than a month. I mean, no, it's never happened before. However, as unprecedented as that is, every business out there should have been at least somewhat prepared for something like this, Andrew, for years, every year, three, four, five times a year. I talk about how to be prepared for a flood or a hurricane or a tornado or a brownout or something like that, to do different work from home for one day a week just to prepare for things like this. Buy laptops. Units on the desktop units. Make sure your employees have Wi-Fi, strong internet connection at home. Things like that. Financially, retain earnings. Have good banking relationships. We shouldn't have been. Even if we were caught by surprise by this black swan, Andrew, we should still be ready for it.
100%, Jim. I could not agree more with everything you just said. I mean, on the one hand, completely unprecedented. And, you know, even the Spanish flu in the 1917s, I mean, you know, this is may not yet have the death toll, and I hope it won't. But, you know, we're a much more integrated economy than we were back in the early 1900s, and that integration has that ripple effect, you know, the ripple effect on customer base, the ripple effect on supply chain. You didn't have, you know, 80% online customers
right
back in the early 1900s the way you did now, and you can leverage some of that. You know, I've been telling clients for the last couple of weeks, you know, if you already were doing takeout and delivery, if you're in the food business, you're thriving now. If you already had good online orders or were a popular Amazon reseller, you might be thriving now as long as you can get access to your inventory. Mm-hmm. But if you're just getting around to the things that you and I have been talking about for 15, 20 years together, you're late to the game. And guess what? There's going to be a thinning of the herd, and you're one of the herd that's not going to make
yeah.
it. And I know that's not what people want to hear, but you know, having cash flow reserves, staying close to your customer, these are things, Jim, you've been talking about for 20 years. We've
yeah.
talked about together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never a I told you so kind of guy, but there are a lot of steps that small business owners, you're right, they did not have, you know, emergency preparedness plans. They didn't have transition plans. They, you know, they were getting a little complacent from 11 years of economic growth. And that complacency has really come back to hurt small business. And while I do hope every small business owner survives, I know that some won't. And some already have shut down and probably
yeah.
won't reopen.
There's going to be a bunch of people who won't be able to come back. And it breaks my heart. But this is very similar to what happened in 08 and 09. And in terms of the impact, it's just more – it's almost, well, actually, 08 was pretty abrupt. I mean, that crash of September, that was pretty abrupt, but at least the government didn't tell us to stay home. This is another thing. This is what's unprecedented.
Right.
No one alive has ever in 200-something years, I don't know that the government has ever told me I should shut up my business and you as a customer, you can't come in my business. That's
exactly.
Different.
It's a very interesting issue. I was actually watching an interview with the Birmingham mayor last week, and he said this is a classic policy balance between health and wealth. What is more important, you know, one's financial welfare or their mental and physical health? And you know, when
we lost 68,000 people.
It's not like there's one right answer.
We lost 68,000 people to the flu 2 years ago, and we didn't shut any businesses down. So we have to think about these things. Quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman. We got a big little thing going on right after we come back after the break. 20 till. Stay with us. Do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.